It's a beautiful Friday morning, 8:02 the time, and welcome to an end of week edition of the Mornings with Ed show, as we do each and every Friday. We are delighted, I tell you, to welcome from the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce, its president and CEO, Aaron Slattery, in for Chamber Chat. Hi, Aaron.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Oh, fabulous.
All right. Yeah, you're all bubbly and ready to go. I love this.
Right. I'm looking forward to Kelp Fest next week.
Woo-hoo. Yes, yes. You brought in Wendy Berube with the Laguna Ocean Foundation. Welcome, Wendy. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Great.
Thank you so much.
It's fantastic to see you today.
Thank you.
Kelp Fest is an unbelievable event that we will talk about in just a moment. I do want to really quickly turn to Aaron and say, what a great job at Rum Social the other night. How cool was that?
That was a great event.
Yes.
Thank you, Rum Social, for hosting our mixer on Wednesday evening. It was fabulous. We had a great mix of new members and members that wanted to meet them, as well as just new people from the town.
Right.
Like, you know? It was fabulous, and I felt that there were a lot of good new partnerships made that evening.
Right. I felt the same thing. Yeah. You see some new faces, and you shake some new hands, and you go, oh, you know what? We've got some stuff in common. Let's talk. And that's I guess, the reason you do those, right?
It is. It is, you know, to create that synergy between businesses and business and residents, and just to figure out how we can work together.
All right.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I love seeing that.
All right. We'll talk more about the chamber in just a couple of minutes. Now we turn to Wendy. A very good morning and Kelp Fest. Tell us first of all the whens and wheres and why of Kelp Fest.
Okay, the logistics.
Yeah, the basics. And then we'll dig deeper into the dirt of it.
Perfect. So it's next Saturday, June 3rd. Okay. It's down at the little cobblestone area on Main Beach, right next to the play area and the bathrooms.
That's important in case I need to escape for a second or two, you know.
Exactly. You know, we got to be convenient for
everyone. Yes.
So it's going to be from 10 o'clock to 2.
Okay.
And then we are having an after party, which I'm very excited about.
Oh.
At Laguna Beach Beer Company down in the canyon.
Very cool.
Yeah. So they've set aside a little area for us, and they're going to be donating a portion of the beer sales to us. So
okay.
It's really awesome. And we're going to have a raffle and just kind of hang out and be able to talk to each other a little bit more.
Mm. And while we're on the cobblestones, during that period of time that we're all on the cobblestones, what are we doing?
So there's a lot of different things going on. We have about 15 different organizations that will be there. You know, the Laguna regulars like PMMC and the Laguna Canyon Foundation, Laguna Blue Belt.
Okay.
And then we have some new people this year.
Excellent.
We have an artist, Oriana Poindexter, and she's actually a Laguna local. Now she lives down in San Diego, but grew up here. And she does art with kelp. And she does these beautiful things called cyanotypes.
Right.
Where she prepares the paper, and then she'll lay out the kelp in a really artistic fashion. Right. And then how she prepares the paper with some sort of chemical reacts with the sunlight. So she puts it out in the sun, and it creates this just gorgeous blue color. So she's going to be making one of those live.
Oh,
And then she also does workshops and stuff like that.
We had a cyanotype artist in here from the Sawdust Art Festival who described the process. It is an amazing process, first of all. And the art is so beautiful that they get from it. That is fantastic. I can't wait to see her stuff.
Yeah, I'm very excited as well.
Are you an artist of any kind? Do you do any artwork?
You know, I'm kind of like a home artwork person. I do a little watercoloring, I do some embroidery, you know, just especially during the pandemic, I became big into embroidery because I was just sitting there all the time.
I have fun doing it. I have fun attempting it, but then I look at it and it was like, wow, I did this in second grade, man. It's my artwork looks third grade. Are you artistically talented, Aaron?
Yes, kind of.
Okay. All right.
I like to paint on usable items. So like my mother's mailbox is painted, and
cool.
The big thing that I do now for baby showers is I'll paint a little onesie. So
very cool. Look at you. You are talented. You are talented. And the name of the event is Kelp Fest, and I'm curious, do you ever I kayak regularly, and I'm out cleaning the kelp quite literally unraveling the string from Mylar balloons yes. from kelp, which is it drives me insane. Do you ever get out there? Are we cleaning kelp, or is that what will we eventually like have a group cleaning of the kelp?
You know, we kind of tried to organize that last year. Right. Rich German with Project O right. Did a kelp cleanup like farther up the beach.
Right.
But I guess the water was not cooperating.
Right. We tried to launch from Divers Cove, and it was pretty hazardous. The water was like, yeah, there were like 5 and 6 footers coming in just on the shore there.
Yeah.
So it was a
so
tough day.
It's hard to organize that because you just don't know what the swell's going to be like.
Right.
But I have gone out with him before, and we've paddleboarded through the kelp, and it's pretty clean actually. Most of the time. After storms, you know, it's a little bit different.
Right.
And I've noticed doing a lot of beach cleanups that there aren't big pieces of trash anymore, you know. Well, there are, but
right.
not as much.
Right.
What we really need to be looking out for, and what I think we should do at future beach cleanups, is you need to get somebody that's going to sit there with a piece of kelp rack, which is the kelp that gets washed up on the beach,
right.
and go through that and pick out the little pieces, because it's the tiny little bottle caps or the broken up pieces of plastic. And like you said, the strings and right. ribbons that get wrapped all
right.
around it.
Right.
You know, beach cleanups are I think they're going to change a little bit.
You make a really interesting point there. And as I've mentioned often, my hour before work is spent down on Pearl Street, just walking the beach sometimes. And, you know, if I can handle it and picking up some plastic and stuff. I find that during the summer, a lot of families leave the kids pail and shovels and their little rakes and stuff that are really cute for the child to use, but please take them home with you.
Yes,
you know, yeah. and then dispose of them properly. They leave them on the beach a lot, so
yeah.
I'm curious that you're seeing smaller pieces, and that's actually a good point.
Well, I remember when we did the coastal cleanup day down at Main Beach. Ryan from Ryan's Recycling joined right. us, and I guess he has an initiative where they pick up those toys that are left on the beach and actually send them to, now of course I'm going to forget where they send them, but they right. send them to someone who does not have any toys.
Oh, that is such a great idea.
Yes. Yeah.
That's a very cool idea.
Very cool.
Yeah. So in the organizing of Kelp Fest, is it just you? Have you been working yourself to a frazzle here?
Well, I also have some board members and okay. some of my other LOF people that help out.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a group effort. Right. Cindy Love, one of our board members, has been amazing because she has kind of the design background. So she has been totally instrumental on getting all the artwork for the T-shirts and things like that.
Right. And it's a week from this coming Saturday. It's on the cobblestones. How can we help ahead of time? Can Laguna Beach listeners right now help you ahead of time or just show up on Saturday?
We would love to just see you on Saturday if you are really concerned about helping out. We're still taking donations for raffle prizes for our raffle. So if you have something amazing that's, you know, a local Laguna product or you own a business in Laguna or something, you can always contact me.
Okay.
Wendy@LagunaOceanFoundation.org
right.
if you would like to donate something.
And before I let you go, other than Kelp Fest throughout the year, what other kinds of things are you doing?
So if you go down to Treasure Island, Heisler Park, you know, the rocks right below Heisler Park, right. and then Shaw's Cove, Crescent Bay, we have educators down there, either at paid educators at the big beaches because mm-hmm. it gets really overwhelming.
Right.
And then volunteer docents at the other coves. And they're down there basically just to help people enjoy the tide pools, but also enjoy them responsibly.
Right.
And, you know, not love our poor coastline to death.
Right.
Because we get so many visitors that want to enjoy it, and some of them just don't realize the impact they're having.
Right.
So, mm-hmm. yeah, and the educators are... you know, most of them have marine biology degrees, so they're very knowledgeable and they love to share their knowledge. So if you're down here and you see the white shirt with the Laguna Ocean Foundation logo, go talk to them.
Right.
They would love to listen and talk.
I love that.
Are they there on certain days and hours or just?
Well, thank you for asking. Mm-hmm. That's a good point. We try to have somebody there whenever the tide is below 2.5 feet. So if you look at a tide chart and the tide goes below 2.5 feet, we usually try to have somebody there during daylight hours, you Very know, cool. as okay. weather permits.
Yeah, much like the Mylar balloons, it drives me crazy when I see like a, and again, it's not the kid's fault. It's I blame it on the parents when they got a stick and they're poking the yes. life in the, I just, my God, just leave it alone. It's a tide pool creature. Leave it alone, man.
Yes, we see yeah. all kinds.
Yeah, I know.
We won't go into it.
I know.
And we do have tide charts now at the right. chamber office
nice.
Because Coast Hardware does tide charts. And so Coast Hardware also has tide charts in mm-hmm. the at Coast Hardware.
You're so good at this. What a tie-in. What a perfect
yes.
tie-in. I love
perfect.
That. Yeah. What's happening? So our golf tournament is it's come and gone. We've yes. done that. So I had imagined that you would be able to take a break, but that's not the case with you.
No. Right? Yeah, we're jumping right into taste. And of course, we have 6 ribbon cuttings in June.
Oh my God. There's only 4 weeks, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. but we're doing one on a Tuesday and one on a Sunday.
Wow.
So it's a little bit different. On first Thursday, June 1st, we have Andrew Myers Art.
I love him.
Yes.
I had him right there in your seat.
Yes.
I love
so
him.
we're gonna go celebrate with him, his opening, being on the promenade. We also have 45 years at Coast Hardware. We're so
wow.
excited.
Wow.
This is going to be Tuesday, June 6th.
Okay.
And it's actually 4 to 6 p.m., so it's a little bit earlier than normal.
Right.
They're going to have a big sheet cake and some prizes, so
Very
that'll
cool.
be fun.
That's my go-to for hardware. That's my go-to, man.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, and they can you can pick up the little pail and shovel for the kiddos, you know.
And don't put any hermit crabs
yeah.
in there.
Yeah.
Just take them home
Thank
with you.
Thank you.
we have Laguna Tunes. They're doing a beautiful free concert on Sunday, June 11th. That's the one on Sunday, and it's at 4 p.m. as well.
Okay.
And so we're going to do a little ribbon cutting on stage right before the concert. We have also La Casa Azul on June 15th. That's a new design studio here in the south end of town by Diamond.
Okay.
And we have, what else do we have? Oh, my gosh. We have a new store in off of Ocean, and it's Rocher Fine Rugs and Art. It's Ooh. Like this, it's like got these gorgeous rugs, and it's an art gallery.
Okay.
So they're going to be part of the first Thursday going forward, too.
Very
and
cool.
we're going to welcome them on June 22nd.
Very nice. I've seen rugs yeah. that actually look like works of art. I've
yes.
seen amazing rugs. Like, wow,
yeah.
that's a work of art right there.
They've definitely, because that was the old Forest and Ocean Gallery.
Right.
And so they've really utilized the space and made it a beautiful, beautiful space.
Very cool.
Lavelle Real Estate is also having an opening or a ribbon cutting on June 29th of their new location off of Thalia.
Okay.
So, yeah, we've got a lot going on in June.
Wow. All right. You're busy.
Yes. And, of course, we're still selling our Pageant of the Master tickets for July 5th.
Right.
We want to make sure everybody takes advantage of that to come on Locals Night, so that we can help the pageant sell the tickets for the rest of the year.
All right. We'll be happy to help in any way we can. And, of course, Taste, you're working every single day on Taste. And
yep.
you're looking are you looking for restaurants to come on in?
We are looking for restaurants to come on in. We're looking for sponsors. We're looking for vendors if you want a table there.
Mm.
Yeah, we're just going to be going full speed ahead starting in June. So.
Yeah.
I'm doing all that last looks at the website to make sure there's no typos and that everything's correct, you know.
So I have a neighbor who just bought a house a couple of doors down from me they're here for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
This is their first year, and I said if you got to go to one event, you got to go to Taste this year. You really have
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
All right. So Aaron, thank you very much. And Wendy, it's always a pleasure to see you. I'm hoping to see you Saturday the 2nd out on the cobblestones. Good work that you do, and we'll look forward to talking to you again.
Well, thanks. It was so nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, this was a blast for me.
Yes.
All right. Aaron, thank you very much. 8:17 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed Show.